Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the East Coast Audio Recap Show. We're here with you today. What is today? The 16th of December, 2008. We're here with an ECW Recap Show. They're in Baltimore, Maryland on this show. I'm Travis Bryant here with Bar Dre Purnell. What's happening, Dre?
What's up, everybody? What's up, man? What's going on?
Not much. You ready to jump right into this ECW Recap?
Let's do it.
All right, well, they open the show, they do the ECW open, and they open up with everybody's favorite wrestling superstar and your number one wrestler. You got him on your MySpace page, your Facebook, your Black Planet page, everything.
My wallet.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is, but yep. Matt Hardy comes out to
the wallet.
Wallet?
My wallet.
Yeah, like your money that you carry your money in? I still don't get it.
Anyway, go on.
Right over my head, I guess. full-on Hardy, Matt Hardy intro. He just slapped a tornado, dry up a sea. He basically talked up Jeff's big WWE title win at the pay-per-view at Armageddon this past Sunday. Just putting over the fact that, you know, Jeff had his problems and, you know.
Did this bitch ass get choked up?
Did it
sound like his voice cracked a little bit? It sounded like he was a little emotional because of his brother's title, and I thought that was sweet. I really did.
What? Come on. Well, I have some feelings. Oh, he said there's going to be a big celebration on SmackDown Friday, so I'm wondering if the crowd had taped SmackDown. I assume these ECWs aren't live anymore, so I think they're taped with Raw, so I don't think that crowd saw celebration.
I think that actually happened.
Right, because before, it would be the same crowd.
Yeah.
SmackDown, and then they go live at 10. Down there at 9, and then, they get taken off. So it's going to be a big celebration on Friday. I wonder how they're going to do that. Uh-oh, and 25. They're going to bring back the This Is Your Life segment. Who's going to play
Mick Foley? They're going to bring that for who?
For Jeff Hardy.
I don't want to see that.
I'm not saying that's going to happen.
I was going to say, how are they going to bring back the dog? I'm like, what are they going
to do? This is Jack's ashes. Jack the dog. Here's his ashes. Welcome, Jack. Just the champion. Yeah. But in the middle of his inspirational, not inspirational, but just his awesome Matt Hardy promo. Chavo interrupted. Say it again.
I said, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I did, thoroughly. I got choked up with him. I don't know about you, but
that sound never was so sweet than Chavo interrupting it, I swear.
Ooh, Chavo, yeah.
I was like, that's right, Chavo. Get out there. Whatever you got to say, I don't give a shit. Say it.
Come on, how you take Chavo, the boy that got to get two Splendors, and we'll get to the fat jokes later, but two Splendors, get my coffee over Matt Hardy. You a fuck-ass dude, man, I'll tell you. And you know, if you met Matt Hardy in the street or at the restaurant or something, or if you came to your ticket window, you're like, oh shit, you met Hardy. Jump right on his balls.
I jump up, oh shit, and then go up and smack the shit out of him and say,
You go ahead and get Twisted Fate in front of everybody at the fucking table.
Twisted Fate on the fucking table. Early.
Right.
From the diner table.
On concrete. And a bunch of tickets go flying. Receipts and shit. And you lose your job, and he'll complain to your manager and shit.
You know, he's gonna be like, and that's, I heard you on the tour talking about me, motherfucker, because you know we're
right. Right. So Chavo came out, interrupted. He just basically talked some shit, said he was getting a title shot later on. And said, things are about to change, and, you know, setting up that he's going to win the DCW title, and Vicky just happens to be his aunt, and she's pissed, and they're pissed because Jeff's your brother. Oh, he was talking about the whole last name thing, your last name, Hardy. So they're punishing Matt because Jeff stole the title. And Vicky already talked to Teddy Long. And it's already set in stone. But then, Teddy Long, you know, with the Mac Militant coming to get it on, came out. And he's in the stupid Christmas elf jester outfit. But he sold it, you know. He danced, and when they made fun of him, but hey, I'm just getting in the Christmas spirit. He said he did talk to Vicky, and he talked to Matt, too. And everybody agreed that he would get an ECW title match. Why, I don't know. I would have liked some kind of explanation. Even if it puts the guy down who's getting the title shot. Like, all right, fine. You don't deserve the title shot. You ain't been like Stryker or Grisham said. You ain't seen you on ECW or at least wrestling in a while. But fine. But they just said, yeah, you got it. Like, he deserved it. So, I didn't like that.